This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. U.S. automakers reported their second quarter earnings this week. Who's up, who's down, and how are the companies preparing for the future? Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here with us. First off, who's smiling, Daniel, and who is not with these earnings reports?
Well, I think Fiat Chrysler out today has reason to smile. I mean, they had record numbers. Their margins are going up, both corporate-wide around the world and also in North America. And they're doing it at a time when they're changing over a lot of product inside the Jeep portfolio and other things. I think this also speaks to the fact that what's happening in the marketplace as demand for cars continues to decline and SUVs and pickups go up, that's a good thing because the mix, as they say in the business, gets richer. And that is shown on the bottom line. And these companies, all three of them, are showing that.
It wasn't a great report for General Motors.
Well, no. I mean, they're unwinding. You know, they're selling Europe.
Yeah.
They're unwinding a lot of things. They're getting out of India. They're getting out of South Africa. So that's having a drag on their numbers in this quarter. But I look at a couple of numbers with these companies, particularly General Motors. Well, all of them. And what are the margins you're doing? What I can remember covering General Motors in the 90s when all they wanted to do was get to a 5% margin in North America. This last quarter, they were at 12. I mean, that is really kind of unheard of. You're starting to get into luxury vehicle kind of luxury makers. That's always been the differentiator between the Detroit companies and, say, the German companies, because if you're selling Mercedes and you're selling BMW brands, you're selling a premium product and you price for it in the marketplace and you don't put a lot of incentives on the – and if people want to buy it, they're going to pay. And you're starting to see now that the American companies are gearing in a way that they're starting to get into – the kind of margins that you start to see in luxury brands. I mean, FCA is an example. Their Maserati brand, the Italian sport sedan, they're about 14.2, which is, kind of gives you a sense as to the direction that they're going. So I'm always looking at that. I think it's a real important indicator, and it's really important for them as they're trying to build their credibility on Wall Street, which, as we've talked many times, is a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, and as you write about in today's news, you say, old Detroit, it's not. You talk about the new Detroit discipline.
Yep, I think that's exactly right. I mean, you're seeing them cutting shifts, laying off at least temporary layoffs, offering some white collar buyouts at a time when they're still in really, really record territory. We're just down a little bit from all time record highs, so it's not like we're in a real slowdown here. Things are changing and softening, but we're certainly not in anything close to a panic kind of mode.
Now, the biggest news, though, you know, earnings reports flying around and all of that, but the biggest news this week is not about financial reports. Let's talk about these indictments that we've learned about.
It's a different kind of money. It is stunning. You have the former vice president of labor relations for FCA and the wife of a recently deceased vice president of the United Auto Workers indicted by federal authorities for just unbelievable kind of financial enrichment. What they were doing is using monies that are joint monies that are at the Chrysler, the FCA National Training Center, and essentially siphoning them off for their own personal use for paying off student loans and doing landscaping and putting in a pool and buying clothes and cars. And it's unbelievable. I talked to a couple of people who have been around this town a long time, and they've never seen it. They can't remember anything like this. The UAW, I think, is stunned. This is a union that has prided itself going back to the end of World War II, if not before, of being a clean union, of making sure that they don't have pots of money that can entice people. Mm-hmm. They professionally manage it. They've always insisted on the companies managing a lot of those funds that they put together. And these funds, it's important to note here, it's not dues money from union members. It is monies that are negotiated every time they negotiate a contract and the company says, okay, here's your budget, and you have essentially authority to spend up to X. And if you spend it, we'll write the checks. If you don't spend it, fine. But that's how it works. So really, this money is originated in the coffers of Fiat Chrysler, not in the dues base of the UAW.
Now, these are indictments and certainly not yet convictions. But what do you think it means? What kind of long-range impact might it have on the union?
You know, I suspect not very much. This was something that is unusual for them. My sense is, in talking to some well-placed sources, that they take this with the utmost seriousness. They are cooperating fully with the feds. They are doing their own investigation. They don't want to get out in front of the federal investigation or do something that could cause a problem or mess it up or slow it down or anything like that. my read of these guys and of President Dennis Williams is they take this deadly serious, and they will do whatever they need to do to root this kind of thing out. They have a very specific ethics policy that addresses issues like this, and they have a reputation of trying to live cleaner. I mean, the two great Detroit unions, the Teamsters and the United Auto Workers, on issues like this couldn't be more different. Of course, the Teamsters, as people who watch their mob movies know,
sure.
Got very much into using pension funds to help build Las Vegas and got into a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And the UAW has always kind of seen themselves as different and really the polar opposite of that. And this is just going to stiffen their resolve.
Do we see any potential rippling effect at Fiat Chrysler?
Well, there have been some other names or people who are identified but not named, if you understand my point, that appear to work in employee relations. So there may be some other things that come out of this. I suspect, and I think some of the people who are more savvy legally about this than I am, their suspicion is that this is probably not over and that there will be additional charges brought against additional people.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.